Welcome back, Wisconsin. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My producer, Brian Kelly, joining me. And Brian, I don't know about you, but I almost cannot keep up with the news about, like, what is the most recent stupid thing that some Republican has said about women, whether it's Eric Hovde last week, whether it's the next unearthed clip that J.D. Vance said something creepy, Derek Van Orden, we got sound with him talking about Aboriginal culture. And of course, Donald Trump, nearly every other thing that comes out of his mouth is offensive to women. It does seem like there's quite a lot, right?
J.D. Vance can't even order donuts correctly without making it weird.
Cheesesteak. Give me one of those things.
Yeah, cheesesteaks and donuts. Like, those are the most easy things. Those are just, hey, get me a dozen donuts. I'd like these, and these. Have a good time. Or, hey, this cheesesteak's delicious. Even if you don't like it, eat it, bite and smile and move on and then throw up in the car. It's just what you do. It's normal.
And folks, if you don't know the references to the donuts and the cheesesteaks, J.D. Vance's very bizarre cheesesteak ordering offended some people in Pennsylvania. This is a constant problem. This is much like on occasion. I don't know why. Let's just take a moment and observe that for a second, Brian. What staffer? This is a frequent problem with politicians. They're visiting, you know, a state. They engage. They go to have some regionally specific cuisine. And staffers have not told them, you need a staffer to explain to you, don't mess with the food order, I guess is the first thing, right?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, if
and then how to, like, eat it. Like, people that are eating a New York slice, which is sort of floppy crust, and you roll it up and you shove it in your mouth with a knife and fork, is not how New Yorkers eat slices.
The whole point of doing this is so you can appear like somewhat of a normal person. Just so you can appear like you can, like, I don't know, some guy named Joe Biden, I believe, has this whole thing about ice cream where he looks really cool having an ice cream cone.
Eating an ice cream.
He's got his sunglasses on. He's got an ice cream cone.
He's normal.
Because he's been to an ice cream shop before. And it seems like J.D. Vance hasn't actually done things like be a person in the United States, but yet wants to go and represent all of the people in the United States. And he can't pass the basic setup Just order a cheesesteak. Just order some donuts, dude.
Anyways, these are the problems. And it's interesting. I think they happen with greater frequency, frankly, because our candidates look more and more like the billionaire class, right? Like, J.D. Vance, by his own language and words, is like, yeah, I work for Peter Thiel, a billionaire. Peter Thiel basically funded his Senate campaign. Maybe J.D. Vance eventually, maybe one day he used to be someday in the past, some kind of person that lived in Appalachia. He ain't anymore. Now he's a silver spoon Yaley who hangs out and rubs elbows with billionaires. Same thing with Hovde, with Ron Johnson, with Trump. There's a reason these people act strange to us normal plebeian folks, right? Because they don't eat cheesesteaks anymore. Private chefs.
If I may go back to the 2016 election, that's kind of what Hillary Clinton did wrong. With the hot sauce and all the weird, awkward stuff, that's the stuff that lost her everybody because she portrayed herself. And by the way, still one of the most qualified people to ever have run for president. But it wasn't that lost it. It was, frankly, weird.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. If you're listening right now and you're yelling, and you're like, Maggie and Brian, why are you talking about the way they eat donuts and pizzas and cheesesteaks? Because I think every American, no matter what, how Democratic or Republican or independent, or I don't care about it, you may be, want people that have some concept of the way normal people live, work, and eat. Right. So when candidates do weird things when consuming traditional regional cuisine, it isn't a good play. My whole angle on this, and then we'll get to the fact that apparently zero Republicans know how to talk to or about women. But my point here is one strong indicator of the weird ain't just their technical policies. It's look at how they hang out with regular folks, because most of them don't ever hang out with regular folks.
And I'm going to give you folks a little bit of inside baseball here. When I'm giving Maggie notes and stuff, Maggie would love to go and talk to you guys all about politics all day long. But when we talk about things, we say, you need to bring in baseball. You need to talk about food. You need to talk about other things. And the reason why is because there's complex policy issues out there that are really important. But if you can't trust her on eating a cheesesteak, then what are you going to do with the complex stuff? You know what I mean? If you can go and relate based on the normal, regular thing like everyday people do, that's something you can build on. And if you can't just pass that as a politician, you really shouldn't be a politician.
It's just so basic. And this, to me, they're of one sort of indicator. I think the stuff that Republicans are saying, that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are saying about women, about a woman's place in this world, a woman's place on a political stage, as well as her reproductive freedoms, is just weird. It's not the way regular people talk about these things. Why are they trying to normalize like Cro-Magnon era ideas? Like, do they not think Republican women, even very traditional conservative Republican women who might be stay-at-home moms or whatever, have a very traditional view of gender roles? I don't know too many women who are like, you know what? I think basically all women should stay at home and want to hate or cast aspersions on women who work or mothers who work. I don't get that read from women that I know and women I hang out with. And yet that seems to be the constant, not drip, 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 but a freaking fire hose of knuckle-dragging Cro-Magnonisms. I don't know any other word for it. I guess I just made one up. They're Cro-Magnonisms. But we're going to listen to what can only be like a litany. Brian, I don't even know how many sound cuts we have. And by we, I mean you who went and got them all so that we could talk about them. But folks, I want you all to listen to what these people are actually saying about women. Of course, we're going to start off with Trump's enormous abortion flip-flop over in the last week. It started on Thursday. He tried to clean it up on Friday, and we still have a problem. But all of these things are weird. And I'm going to suggest to you this as we go out to take a few messages. Here's what I want us all to think about. Isn't the reason that it's weird is because they know their platform of a national abortion ban and declaring that fetuses or blastocysts are people leads them to uncomfortable places that women hate and families hate. And men who love women hate. And that is IVF and fertility treatments are off the table because fetuses and blastocysts are women. And when your public policy can't be explained in normal terms, you end up saying really weird stuff. And we've got a bunch of it coming up next. You're not going to want to miss a minute because Fancy Brian, the producer of producers, has got them all lined up for us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere because GOPers saying weird stuff about women is lined up for you next.